Unit 13. Mind, Body, Soul. Living in the city, everyone knows how an already dull life could be made even less tolerable by stresses from various sources, since they must have experienced stress in some sorts of ways. They may be overburdened by the intensity of school, the duties at home, the boredom of work, etc. Meditation could be their way out if they are willing to try something new to restore happiness. What is meditation? Meditation is a way some people seek to regain their lost peace of mind by emptying it of unwelcome thoughts, which they think are at the roots of their fright, despondency, or stress. What meditators do, in fact, is simply to sit still quietly, breathe in regular patterns, and focus on their own breathing. According to a few research studies, regular meditation enhances one's sense of well-being and therefore promotes one's mental health. Why do people meditate? Stress reduction is the commonest reason for practicing meditation. Stress that is not dealt with properly works on two negative levels. Physically, it may disrupt sleep, increase blood pressure, and even induce headache or muscle pain. Mentally, it makes you anxious, even over trivial matters that might seem insignificant to others. Beginners of meditation often report a noticeable reduction of stress soon after they put meditation into their daily routine. Of these people, those who suffer from depression also report a gradual relief of their symptoms. There have been suggestions that meditation makes a depressed person feel less miserable because it rearranges the body's chemicals in their construction. Though the theory has not been proven scientifically, it has become a popular belief among meditators. What is more certain is that the calmness that comes with meditation helps one think more positively, while the sense of persistence in achieving a fixed goal helps one develop a better self-image and boosts one's self-esteem. What happens to your brain when you meditate? Practicing meditation prevents our mind from wandering among or dwelling on our own thoughts. It calms and suppresses some of the neural impulses that drive us into overthinking, clearing out our brains and shifting our concentration to the external world. It can do wonders for those who are constantly weary or depressed. In some studies, meditation has been found to be even more effective than antidepressants in coping with depression. Meditation is neither difficult nor inconvenient, not even for beginners. Just sit down at a quiet spot at home. Avoid places where there may be sudden noises. Then focus your mind on a particular thing that involves no thinking. You may try closing your eyes and counting your own breaths, or feeling your emotions at the present moment. It may not be easy at first, and the time it would take for a beginner to feel at ease varies from person to person. Some take an hour, some take days, and some even months. But it is worth a try if you want to have one more trick up your sleeve to deal with stress.